Deep in the depths of my house, there is a room. We call it the workroom. And that's really a misnomer because there isn't any work that goes on in the workroom. There's no room for any work to go on in the workroom. The workroom is full of stuff. Things I've received for birthdays and Christmas over the years. Gewgaws, doodads, gizmos, things I really didn't want, but there it is and there it sits. And it is packed from floor to ceiling. So no work going on in the workroom. In fact, the workroom got so full that I went to a mini storage. And I rented a storage space for more stuff. And when I was handing the proprietor the check for the first month's rent to store all the stuff that I didn't use, and that I didn't really want in the first place, he said, "Thank you, have a nice day, and may you accumulate ever more." And I thought, I certainly hope not. Now, if you want to break this insidious cycle of accumulating stuff, and you want a gift that will do the community some good, in the name of somebody like me who didn't want that stuff, we've got an event coming up for you this Christmas season. I think it's in about its second season now. It's been resurrected. It's Gifts That Make a Difference. It's going to be in the McTavish Room in December. Here to talk about it this morning, we have Karen Black, who's the coordinator and so much more, one of the founders of the event of Gifts That Make a Difference. We have Ann Gant, who's the coordinator of registration of Gifts That Make a Difference. And we have Jennifer Holen, who's the executive director of the Clatsop County United Way. Welcome.
Good morning. Thank
you. Gifts That Make a Difference. Let's talk about the event and its genesis and kind of what it is. Karen?
It is a chance to give back to the community. It is a chance to give gifts to friends and relatives that make a difference to the community, to them. It's a chance to put meaning back into the holidays is really what it is. I don't know how many times over the past few years I've heard people say, "Oh, I'm so stressed. The holidays are so stressful." They're so stressful because of all the shoulds and have-tos, and I ought to do this, and I've got to do that, and this is on my list, and that's why. That's not really what the holidays are about, is it? It doesn't matter whether you are a religious person or not. The holidays have meaning for everyone, and the meaning isn't to go get stressed out, I don't think. It's not usually the purpose. This is a way to alleviate that and to put some meaning back in. You can go to the gift fair, meet the nonprofits that are there, and find out all the good work that's being done in the community. You can also make year-end donations, and you can donate a gift that makes a difference. And that's a gift that you give in the name of someone else. You make a donation in the name of someone else. And I'll let Ann talk about that some more.
We have 30 nonprofit groups that are coming together for the Gifts That Make a Difference Fair. It's going to be held on December 10th, which is a perfect time for people who have suddenly realized, I have these six people who I don't know what to do. It's late. I'm stressed out. How am I going to find something for them? The gift fair will give you an opportunity to meet 30 of the nonprofit groups in Clatsop County who do the work of our county for all of us. And these nonprofits are there. They have invited their donors. They've invited people from the general public who might want to know more about them. And all of us are there to celebrate the season. It's a very, I would say, luxurious surroundings. There is live music, beautiful room in the McTavish Room at the Liberty Theater, and wonderful refreshments donated by area businesses for the fair. And we celebrate by meeting with each other, nonprofits meeting smaller, newer nonprofits in the community, and also nonprofits saying hello to their donors who maybe they only know by a name on a list.
You mentioned donors. Is the general public also invited?
the public is very much invited. We're going to be getting the word out as best we can through local newspapers. And we're hoping that the public will come to find out what is happening in Clatsop County.
In the way of nonprofits. Now, Jennifer Holen, how did you get involved? How did United Way get involved with the event?
We were one of the nonprofits last year that signed up, and it was a wonderful opportunity to, again, see all of the smaller nonprofits in our community that I wasn't even aware of. Many of our smaller nonprofits through United Way were also there. And so this year, Karen put it out there that perhaps maybe we would co-host, and that just made sense for us to come in a sponsorship format this year. So I'm really excited because, again, it's just that outreach that these smaller nonprofits have the ability to be out there for people and the general public to come in and get to know them, because they are doing amazing work here.
Now, assume that I'm a member of the general public and I hear about this, the gifts that make a difference. I think that's a good idea. I got some people on my list here and I don't know what to get them, but I hear about this event and I go down to the Liberty Theater, go up to the McTavish Room. What can I expect to see? How's it going to work?
You can expect to see a room full of incredibly wonderful people. You can expect to hear delightful music and be offered delicious treats while you're in out of the weather. And you can meet these people, as Anne was talking about, from various nonprofits all over the county. These are the people who house people, clothe people, educate people, uplift our spirits through the arts, music, theater, dance. These are the people who feed us, the people who advocate for us, the people who take care of wildlife in the area, the people who take care of pets in the area. You name any service that's done, and you'll find a nonprofit somewhere in this county that's doing that work. It is amazing how many people volunteer. This county runs on volunteers. And, of course, we know that where we're sitting, because
right.
KMUN exactly. runs on volunteers. All good things in this county run on volunteers. So that's what you'll find. You'll find a wonderful, wonderful space and a great feeling for the holidays. So we're here to invite nonprofits to participate in that and to be there with
not
us.
Not just the general public, not somebody like me walking in there and I think I'll make a donation to X nonprofit
That's
in
right.
the name of the person on my list.
Right.
I guess the person who is in whose name I make that donation will receive notification that I've done it.
They will receive a beautiful card, and they'll receive something from the nonprofit itself, and also a card. We call it gift wrapping, but it's a card from the fair that whatever the nonprofit has given will go inside that card. So they get something. Anne, or I believe it was you, Jennifer, we're talking a little bit earlier about some of the actual sales that some groups do. Do you want to elaborate on that?
Last year, it was fun for me, just even walking around after being at our booth for a little bit, to see the different ways you could contribute. And there were CDs for sale, there was artwork for sale, and everything benefited that nonprofit. So for someone that would like to get kind of a memento, there is that available as well. So I found it.
What were some examples of that?
Well, like the CD that Larkin did in the column was beautiful and was also a gift for a couple of my people on my list. There were cards, handmade cards. There were bracelets. I know that the Harbor also put together baskets from different donations that they had received, but also made a fun gift for, there was a teacher-inspired one.
My wife would love that. She's a teacher.
So that was really fun for our teachers as well. So there were many different examples of creative ways that the nonprofits were thanking their donors with a small token.
Just a small token. Mm-hmm. Now, Anne, what are some of the 30 nonprofits that you have so far?
Well, we have a pretty good sign up so far. It's just in the preliminary stages, but we have 10 nonprofits, many of whom are smaller nonprofits in the area.
Let's talk about some of those.
And one of them is Angels for Sarah Sanctuary, which cares for the senior dogs in our area who have ended up homeless.
Oh, gosh.
Through no fault of their own. Perhaps their owner was elderly and has had to go into a home or has died. We also have Marine Archaeological Society, which is also just in the formation stages. And their hope is to explore some of the shipwrecks on the Oregon coast. And they're not doing it just as amateurs. They actually will use scientific methods. They will train their volunteers. And it's a very exciting project because, as you know, there are lots and lots of shipwrecks
here. It's the graveyard of the Pacific off the mouth of the Columbia.
No one has explored.
Well, those are a couple I haven't heard of. What else do we have?
We have Butterflies Forever.
Butterflies Forever.
And as you know, many of the butterflies in the area are starting to disappear.
Really?
The monarchs, for example, further south, have been damaged by pesticides. And the hope of Butterflies Forever is to make everyone aware of how their use of pesticides or practices will destroy our butterflies. And they also would be letting people know what to plant to attract butterflies to their yards.
I would imagine that Robert Michael Pyle might be would like be involved with that organization.
Liberty Restoration will be there again this year, and as you know, they are raising funds to keep the Liberty alive and open and in beautiful shape.
And are there some, let's see, there's some more? You've got 10 so far?
Well, we have VOCA. I'll let Karen elaborate on that.
Victory Over Child Abuse will be there again. They've always been at the fair since we started in 2006. As you said, there was a hiatus of a couple of years in there from 2012 and 13, 14. But Victory Over Child Abuse will be there. And also court-appointed special advocates, CASA, will be there. Again, another one of our most founding groups that's been around. And, of course, the Liberty Theater and hopefully KMUN. Again, KMUN is usually there. But they haven't signed up yet. Hint. Okay, and who else did we list there, Anne?
Well, we have Green Angel Gardens.
Green Angel Gardens, will be there, of course.
Green Angel is.
Because we'll be listening to some of Larkin's wonderful flute
and
music that was mentioned earlier.
The proprietor of Green Angels.
Yes.
All organic.
Right.
And Lower Columbia Hospice.
Yes.
You've had any experience with one of the hospice agencies in any of the communities you've lived in, as I have in other counties, you know that these are very important programs to help people who are dealing with the end stages of life and for that person as well.
Right. And of course, United Way Clatsop County, of course, will be there, and Lower Columbia Time Bank to host. Lower Columbia Time Bank and United Way Clatsop County and Liberty are all hosts of the event, but we will all be there. We will all have tables, and I'm missing people here. I know, but I can't remember. I'm sorry, but a number of, there are probably too many for us to go into now. But we are hoping to get some more to sign up. Tables are going quickly. They are provided this year by the Liberty, and so we are short on some of them already. So let's get everybody signed up so you can get the size table that you want.
Yes, for the smaller and newer nonprofits in the community, you need to know that there are very few spots left. We probably will begin to suggest pairing up with other nonprofits and sharing a larger table.
Actual physical dimensions here.
Yes, we have just room enough for a certain number, and sharing is always encouraged because it's part of what the whole fair is about, for the nonprofits to work together as well.
There's plenty of room to do that, too. We're talking about an 8-foot table for sharing, so there's plenty of room to share and to put two displays up. And do you want to give us the prices, Anne?
Well, we have small tables for $20, medium size about 6 feet for 30, and the larger table is $40.
45, I think, yeah.
Now, how would a nonprofit listening to this program, a representative of a nonprofit, how would they go about signing up for the Gifts That Make a Difference event?
Well, we do have literature out there under the giftsthatmakeadifference.com.
.org.
That's right. Nonprofit.
Yeah, .org.
Let's not forget that part. And on that website, there is all of the information that a nonprofit would need to have to understand fully what the fair is about. In fact, it's 5 pages long, single space. So you will have few questions at the end.
If you read all that, you'll know all about it.
And also on there is a telephone number to call or an email address if you prefer. And filling out the registration can be done online if you would like to fax it in or email it in. And otherwise, there's not a lot to do except just start really working with your list of people who support your nonprofit and getting people to come to the fair and encouraging the public as well.
So a nonprofit would send out mail to its list of donors?
I'll be sending more and more emails to the nonprofits. I'll send a couple of this month during September already, which is actually tomorrow, but a little ahead of myself. But I'll send a couple of emails out during September and about 3 out during October, and they will contain promotional information that the nonprofits can use to send on, or they can tweak it to fit their particular needs or whatever, but they don't have to come up with all this by themselves. So we're hoping that people will get signed up this week, if possible, or right after Labor Day, so that they get the table that they want. And let me give those, website again, Anne. It's www.giftsthatmakeadifference.org. Or you can email LC Time Bank. That's for Lower Columbia Time Bank. It's just the first two initials, LC Time Bank, at AOL.com. Or you can call 503-741-3050. That's 503-741-3050. So those are all ways you can do it. You can mail in your registration. You can fax it. You can, well, actually, we don't have a fax number on there, but if you need one, I can get that to you. You can fax it. I mean, you can mail it in. You can email it. You can fill it out right online, and you don't have to do anything else. You can do the whole thing online if you want to. So there are various ways. We try to make it as easy as possible.
So if you're a nonprofit, there you go.
bulletin. I just talked to Susan, KMUN. We'll be there.
Yay!
There you go.
KMUN will be there.
To your list of nonprofits.
And possibly, Mr. Terry Engineer, we could get you to do some broadcasting from it. That would be so fun.
Remote broadcasting.
But I wouldn't put you on the spot or anything.
Right.
Only if I got a chance.
Now
Terry and I go way back.
We've mentioned some of the nonprofits just in passing that are going to be there already, that have already signed up. Let's talk a little bit about the work they do, so listeners will have a kind of an appreciation for what they could do, how their gifts could impact the community.
Well, I would love to speak on behalf of VOCA and the Healing Circle, along with CASA, which are both United Way agencies.
VOCA being Victory Over Child Abuse.
They do amazing work here in our community, supporting. They have a VOCA camp that is every year. That there's a boys' camp and a girls' camp
for children who have been
survivors
of child abuse.
Yes, and it's an amazing support for these individuals. where they can go to camp and feel like, you know, this big secret that they have, that they're normal, and that everything, they don't have to feel, carry that
guilt, or
it's a place where they can just,
they are not to blame.
No, they can go. We actually had a wonderful quote from a former, I guess, attendee or kid that went to camp mm-hmm. camper. That's, I'm sorry, I'm struggling with words today. Who went to camp and has come back as a counselor now. Mm-hmm. And she says that because of VOCA, she is able to break that cycle and make sure that her children are never have to feel or go through what she's done. And it's just this, you know, again, amazing victory for someone that has gone through
what no child should have to go through.
Yes, exactly. And it sets them free from the shame and the guilt.
I know, me too.
And it's staffed by volunteers.
It is.
Mm-hmm. Who are trained, who receive training.
And so it's an amazing program, and they run on a very, very limited budget as well. So all the funding that they receive is just crucial to make sure that we have that program here.
And then there's CASA, the Court-Appointed Special Advocate program. Now, what is that?
That is another amazing agency here that, again, it's all volunteer. They have special training for their advocates to go into court and represent a child that does, to have a voice in court. So the best interest of that child is always is the most priority. So when they go into court, they have a voice and they're able to, they meet the needs of this child. I mean, that might be, you know, only a few weeks old up to, I think it's 18 years old. So they have someone that is just looking out for them in their best interest.
Somebody in their corner.
Yeah, even if you're a teenager, court could be very intimidating.
Oh, boy. Absolutely. Even if you're an adult. So,
yes, right.
I've been a CASA volunteer in another county, and I've been through the training that's provided. I think it's the same training around all of the counties. Mm-hmm. And it is very thorough. I was in education, so I had a good basis, but from there are so many things to know about how to maneuver your way through the court system, about some of these special programs that you can advocate for that child once you get into court. And to make your, as the volunteer for CASA, to make yourself a part of that team working for that child, working closely with the judge, for example, on deciding what will happen for that child. A very wonderful program.
And those are just two. Lower Columbia Time Bank. I'm thinking that a lot of people don't know about that organization.
Well, everybody knows what it does, even if they don't know the name, because we all used to do that. And even if you're a millennial, you've seen it on television if you haven't experienced it in the old movies, those ones that are on in the wee hours. But it's helping each other. It's just people helping other people. But in our society now, we don't know our neighbors. We don't know the people across town like we used to. This isn't Mayberry anymore,
no,
right?
It sure isn't.
Right, Toto. We're not in Mayberry anymore.
For better or worse.
Right. It just isn't. So this is a way of connecting people. It's an online program where people can post, I need help with this, or I could help someone with this.
And some skill that you would have.
Right. Right, or just something you like to do, shopping. You like to go shopping, but you don't like to do it alone, or you're willing to help with elder care for someone who needs a break, or you like to paint, and I mean like house painting. So somebody has a room to paint, you'll sign up for that. There are work parties if people want to put a garden in or something. They can ask for a work party on a particular Saturday or something, and people show up and they have a party and they leave with a garden started. So and what they get paid is hours.
So each person has an account, mm-hmm. and has X number of hours in that account. Then.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
that they can call upon. Say, well, I need help. Well, for me, cleaning out my workroom.
There you go. See?
I need a work party.
We have an organization queen who could help you with that. She's got a listing for our organization queen. I think whom you need to talk to.
That sounds mm-hmm. It probably could take
quite
a few
hours. Could give her a couple
hours. I need to check into this as well.
But those are just three.
And you're encouraged to come to the fair, no matter who you are, whether you're a nonprofit, whether you're a citizen of our county, or even across the way in Washington.
Oh, of course,
anybody in our listening area.
That's yes. Right.
And again, I want to repeat the number, the telephone number, in case you would like to speak with someone about signing up to be one of the nonprofits displaying at the fair. That number is 503-741-3050. And I will answer that number eventually.
Get back to you eventually. Do leave a voice message if you don't get an immediate response.
And if you would like to email, use the Lower Columbia Time Bank.
LC Time Bank.
LC Time Bank at AOL.
And there's another way, the Gifts That Make a Difference.
.org. Online, you can go there and check out the information. They get most of your questions answered, get directed to more answers, and sign up right there online, or choose another way. Mail it in. If you are a snail mail person, that's just fine.
What's the deadline for nonprofits?
The deadline is when the tables are gone.
And they are moving fast without any publicity to speak of. So I know that once the word is getting out to the community, we're going to be flooded with requests.
So it's probably best to not procrastinate. If you're a nonprofit and you want to be in on this event, it could be just a godsend for you.
It is a wonderful way to say thank you as a nonprofit to the people who are your donors.
It's a wonderful way to get the public to know who you are and what you're doing. So if you need to sign up, September's a new month and your board will meet sometime. If you need to get board permission, get it on the agenda now.
Well, it's a wonderful event. It's coming up on December the
10th. Saturday, opening at
noon to 4.
In the McTavish Room of the Liberty Theater. And that's about all the time we have this morning for Talk of Our Towns. Thank you to Karen Black, who's a coordinator and one of the founding members of the Gifts That Make a Difference event. And Gant, she's a coordinator of registration for Gifts That Make a Difference. And Jennifer Holen, executive director of Clatsop County United Way. Thank you all so much for coming in this morning.
Thank you, David.
Thank you.
And I'm David Paul, and be sure to tune in next week with Donna Quinn for another episode of Talk of Our Towns.